The cost of drugs in the U.S. continues to skyrocket. The average drug price increase from 2022 to 2023 was 15%, according to the United States Department of Health and Human Services. Some federal organizations say Big Pharma plays a role in keeping drug prices high for Americans. So why is it so hard to lower drug costs? That's the checkup's question for today. I'm Lizzie McGreevy, Community Engagement Specialist at Side Effects Public Media, and with me today is health reporter Elizabeth Gabriel.
Hey, Lizzie.
Hi, Elizabeth. So I've seen in the news just a few weeks ago that the Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, took a rare step. It sent warning letters to drug makers saying that companies are abusing the system by filing what are called junk patents for their drugs. Can you help us understand what this means?
Yeah. So drug patents in the U.S. last for 20 years, and the Food and Drug Administration keeps track of those patents in something known as the Orange Book.
Orange Book? What's that?
So the Orange Book has a list of drugs and patents that the FDA deems safe and effective. As long as those patents are in place, pharma companies get to choose the price of the drug without competition. Drug makers say that's necessary because they pour millions and millions of dollars into cutting-edge research and drug development. After these patents expire, competitors like generic drug manufacturers can eventually join the market and typically offer the drug at a much lower price for consumers. But now, the FTC says drug makers are gaming the system by filing what is described as junk patents. Those are patents that don't really protect intellectual property or innovation in how a drug is made. The FTC says drug makers use them to extend their exclusive rights to the drug and prevent generic manufacturers from entering the market.
Elizabeth, this is truly blowing my mind. It's great to hear that the FTC has sent out these letters, but what about generic drug makers? Is there anything they can do? Can they sue the original pharma companies so they get on the market faster?
Yes, but that costs a ton of money and time. So they end up waiting out the patent, and that can take years.
Can you give us some examples of these junk patents?
Sure. So, for example, some drug makers would file patents for injection devices that are used to administer medications instead of the actual drug. Or when their initial patent is close to expiring, they make a very slight change to the dosage or the formulation of their drug. But the changes aren't innovative enough to warrant claims that their intellectual property is being stolen. So in case of an asthma drug, they would change the plastic or canister of the inhaler.
This is so wild. How has this even been happening? Aren't there any guardrails in the system to protect from something exactly like this?
Lizzie, that is such a good question. So there just isn't a strong federal accountability system filtering through patents. I spoke to Robin Feldman. She is a professor who studies healthcare law at the University of California, San Francisco. She says it's a regulatory problem in the sense that no one is minding the store.
The Patent and Trademark Office doesn't care whether something is useful or whether it's just being patented for an anti-competitive reason. They just look at whether something is different. The FDA does not consider itself a competition agency. The FDA says our job is just to decide whether it's safe and effective. Competition aid, that's not really our stuff. The Federal Trade Commission, for the first time, is stepping in and saying, okay, fine, we'll do some of this stuff, but they are overburdened and have bigger fish to fry. And they don't really have the inside view of what's happening at the FDA.
Okay, so how exactly have drug makers responded to this?
Some drug companies have actually removed their junk patents from the FDA's Orange Book, and that's led to improvements in terms of how much patients pay for asthma drugs, for example. But other companies argue that the FTC's accusation that their patents are junk isn't accurate.
So what's next in all of this?
If drug manufacturers don't remove their junk patent listings, they'll open themselves up to antitrust lawsuits. And those can be pretty expensive. But the FTC hasn't announced if and when this would happen.
Thank you for this wonderful information, Elizabeth. I always learn so much here during the checkup. And if you, our listeners, have questions about the healthcare system, about your health in general, or maybe some questions you're a little too shy to ask your doctor, let us know and we can try to get those answered for you on the checkup. Until next time, stay safe.